Welcome to part three of our coverage of Auction Napa Valley 2015.
This is our first of the day, and I don't mean a first drink, but our first interview of the day. We're here with our old friend Adam Fox of Kennard Vineyards. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
It's beautiful. It's a stunning day. I think you guys are going to have some of the best weather you've ever had for auction.
It's actually, you know, sometimes it can be really hot, and this is like nice mid-70s. I mean, the gods are with us today, for sure.
Well, let's hope the gods are with you in terms of bidding. That would be nice to see that, right?
Well, you know, every year they keep topping each other. So, and being that last year I think was the record, you know, I suspect not a lot has changed. So no doubt this will be another record. It's just been such a gangbuster year that, you know, schedule-wise, I couldn't even get the barrel in the auction. We did last year. It did very well. We did Premier Napa Valley this year, so we try to alternate a little bit between Premier and Auction Napa Valley.
Yeah, what I would imagine doing both could be a bit of a strain on your time and your sanity.
Especially because also our production level is so low, you know, giving, you know, that much time and effort to both events. It's hard when you're making 2,000 cases of wine.
So do you get to actually kind of enjoy the day today? Is that kind of relaxing?
Yeah, I really don't have to do anything till about 7 o'clock tonight when I get to kind of host a table at the auction and pour some Kennard wines from a Magnum. And other than that, I actually get to you know, just relax and have some good wine and great food and enjoy this event.
Excellent. Well, I hope you have a good day. As always, I like to end our interviews by saying, for our listeners to learn about Kennard, how can they do that online?
Well, we're unfortunately not open to the public. We hope that'll change soon. We are currently in the process of developing a facility in Napa that we can receive people and on our property. But with the current environment with the Napa politics, could be years, could be 6 months, who knows. But until then, you can always find us at kennardvineyard.com, and that's vineyard singular, but pretty easy to figure out, Kennard Vineyard.
Excellent. Well, it's good running into you. Good seeing
you. Always a pleasure, Ray.
I kind of had this idea. Maybe you could sort of get one of these hovercrafts. What do they call these things? The drones. That's it. Have a floating. See, can they control the airspace?
A drone.
You heard it here first.
I'm with you on that. That'd be awesome.
Good seeing you, Adam.
Thanks, Ray. Always a pleasure.
We're here with our old friend Dave Premuk, and I always want to make sure I say it correct, right?
That's right, Premuk.
Our fellow Slovak. Nice to see you again.
That's right. Thank you. Good to see you, Ray.
And as I should say, Dave is with Robert Bialy Wines. And a little curious, we were just chatting for a moment there about what's going on with the season 2015. What are we looking at harvest-wise?
So it looks like a better-than-expected crop out there. We've had some really good rain. I travel around the country a lot, as you know, and talk about Napa Valley and Bialy and so on, and we had pretty good rainfall in Napa, almost normal, and the vines are looking surprisingly healthy and good crop out there. It's running a little early, probably a couple of weeks early, and we're expecting a really nice harvest here starting around probably September 1st, Labor Day, right in there.
Yeah, it's an interesting period to start that, and it's great to hear. You know, considering the rest of the state and the difficulty with the drought, that you guys are doing okay with rain.
Yeah, there's a lot of publicity out there across the country, you know, about California's drought, which is a crisis for sure, with water tables disappearing and reservoirs being depleted and so on. But Napa Valley, we feel kind of blessed that we had this really average, above average rainfall. The reservoirs are good. The wells are healthy. And all you have to do is walk out in the vineyard and see some pretty healthy, happy plants out there. So it's good. It's good.
There's nothing better than a happy plant in my mind.
Yeah. But everybody in California is praying for some rain and snow next year. Yeah.
Well, I hope that happens, and I hope it's something that at least eases it up on you guys. Because we also know this area is prone to flooding, which is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You always get, when it comes, sometimes it comes too fast, and we get we get inundated in Napa. But we're looking pretty good.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, for our listeners, how would they find out about Robert Bialy Wines online?
Oh, yeah. Well, online, you go to bialy.com, www.robertbialyvineyards.com, or we shortened it a little bit lately to bialy.com, make it even easier for people to connect with us.
That's smart. That makes it easier. And if people would like to visit
less typing, yeah.
Yeah. And for people to visit you, of course, that's by appointment only, correct?
Yes, yeah, by reservation or appointment, and but we're open every day, and we're flexible. So, we hope if people want to come to Napa and discover Great Zinfandels, they give us a call, and we'll arrange a time for them to come by. We'd love it.
And watch out for the black chicken.
Watch for black chicken.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
I'm here with Brad Warner of Foley Johnson, and we are underneath the tent. How you doing, Brad?
I'm great today.
It's going to be another beautiful day today, and it looks like the bidding might be pretty hot as it is outside.
We sure hope so.
Now, you had a barrel out yesterday, correct?
We did, yes.
And how did you do with that?
We did good, absolutely. You know, we did about $1,100 a case, so we're happy with that.
Yes, and that was a Cabernet, if I'm not mistaken,
Cabernet,
right?
2013, Foley Estate Cabernet.
So tell me a little bit about Foley Johnson, because you're, as we talked about the other day, you're in the old Sawyer space. You're right on 29, about Mid-Valley in Rutherford?
That's right. We're just about 1 mile south of Rutherford on the east side of the road. And we have about 50 acres of property, about 42 and a half acres planted. And, of course, mostly Bordeaux varietals. And so we're all estate-grown fruit there. About 5,500 cases is what we make. We have a tasting room. 8350 Highway 29 is the actual physical address.
You guys completely redid that tasting room, if I'm not mistaken, from the pictures I've seen. Is that right?
We did redo it. Bill Foley purchased the property in May of 2012. So it is an existing winery owned by Charles Sawyer Pryor. Yeah, but the original winery that Charlie Sawyer opened was in September of 1999. So not too old.
No, not too old at all. And I think I'd mentioned that you're the winemaker. How long have you been a winemaker, Brad?
Well, I've been in the wine business since 1967 and started at Charles Krug at that time. And the story I like to tell is they asked me how I started in the wine business. I say I started on the top because Charles Krug at that time had redwood tanks that had redwood tops that actually leaked and somebody had to clean them. And that was my first job. And I worked my way down from there.
Really, literally down the tank. Well, you know what? If you're going to start, you might as well start in that kind of position, right?
That's correct.
You theoretically think everything would be easier after that.
It had to be. So in 1970, I went to Robert Mondavi Winery, number 7 employee, and was wonderfully employed by Robert Mondavi for a little less than 30 years. And then I went over to Charles Sawyer in 99 and helped him start up his winery there.
Kind of interesting to have you go from Krug to Mondavi, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a family thing, you know?
That's cool, though. It's neat to have that in your own personal history, I would think.
Absolutely.
So to visit your winery, that would be, of course, by appointment, correct?
The winery is by visitor appointment only, and you can call 707-963-1980, and you can book an appointment.
Or you could look up the website?
Or you can look up the website. So it's foleyjohnson.com.
Excellent. Brad, thanks very much. A real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for your time as well.
We are here with, without a doubt, one of my, if not my favorite vintner here at Napa Valley, and I'm happy to say that. I'm here with Karen Cakebread of Ziada. How are you, Karen?
I'm great, Ray, and so good to see you again. Sorry it's only once a year. It's not enough.
It's a drag. I agree. Well, I'll just kind of camp in your backyard, and you can look at me all the time back there. Do you have any food? Do you have any food? Just the dog biscuits. I'm okay.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day. The weather is perfect. Of course, the venue is always beautiful, and we're all very excited and happy that we're going to have another great auction this year.
It's shaping up to be really good. Now, you did not have a barrel auction yesterday, if I recall, correct?
No, I have an E-Lot, which is celebrating an inaugural release of my new Bordeaux blend wine called Mia Madre. So I created this wine in honor of my mother, who my brand is named after as well. And it's a combination of Cabernet, Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec.
As you just said, it's your flagship wine, and I was always curious when you would go with a red. I know you do Pinot, obviously, but with more of a Cabernet.
Well, I like to ease into the big wines slowly. You know, I started out with Pinot Noir as a red wine, and then I moved into Cab Franc. And I felt it was time for a red blend because I know my customers are looking for that kind of wine. And then this year, I'm gonna be a big girl and I'm gonna make a Cabernet. So 2015 will be my first Cabernet.
Well, many of us who love your wine are very happy to hear you're doing that. And if I'm not mistaken, you also have a new winemaker now, correct?
I do, and I'm very excited to be working with Jennifer Williams, who has a great pedigree coming from the Spotswood camp and also consulting for Arrow and Branch. And she has her own wine brand called Zeitgeist that her and her husband make together. So, yeah, we're having a good time together already.
That's kind of similar to the previous winemaker you had, so husband and wife.
Yes, Ann Vauder and her husband, Cameron Vauder, have decided to sail around the world with their two little girls, so I had to find a new winemaker.
Really hard to make wine when you are sailing on a boat.
Slightly, yes.
It's not a long-distance kind of business.
Yeah, no. I think the focus is staying safe and healthy and everything. The focus is the boat.
And for the Cabernet, just to go back to that for a minute, how many cases are you making?
The Mia Madre blend, my 12, is only 125 cases. And then my Cabernet for this year, I'm buying 5 tons, so probably in the neighborhood of 300 cases.
So it's a nice small quantity.
Right.
As far as availability through the website, or are you available in some retail spaces at all?
I think the safest bet, because everybody, I don't have wine available around the country, the safest bet is to go directly to my website, ziottawines.com, and you can see what's available and access it there. So.
And I would strongly suggest that. Karen, great seeing you. Thank you very much for taking a moment.
Good to see you, Ray. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will now. Okay, I am here with Robin Baguette of Alpha Omega. Robin, how are you today?
Oh, it's a good day. Beautiful.
It's phenomenal. The sun's shining, and there's a lot of people in this tent.
There's a lot of people, and the fried chicken's great.
I think that's kind of the hit of the party right now. And there's a lot of interesting people. Rusty Staub is here. Barry Bonds is here.
Oh, yeah. We just saw Barry sitting over the corner. I think I might be sitting at his table, so it's going to be interesting. Because I played baseball in college with Mike Kruko.
That's right.
And Kruko and Barry are very good friends. And so, you know, they played together for years. But
Anyway, I just want to talk real quick. You guys have an amazing lot, and it's a very generous lot. And I mean, the whole idea between you and Michelle is how great, how much you support this valley in terms of charity.
Well, yeah, it's all about the charities. But we're partnered with Chopard, and we just got back. We partnered with Chopard for a lot last year. Went to the Cannes Film Festival, and I tell you, that's one great company. Everything was first class. The people that bought the lot were raving about it. So if this year's lot's anywhere as good as last year's, we should do very well.
I think you're going to do extremely well, and I'm looking forward to reporting the results today.
I know. Good. We're looking too.
How'd you do in your barrel auction?
We did good. I think our high bid was like 25 or 2600, which is better than last year, so it's good. And, you know, that's probably a little better than average, so we're happy.
Better than average is always good in my book.
Yeah, no, we're happy then.
And for our listeners who'd love to come, I know that Alpha Omega, you can come visit without a reservation. Plus, you can also do a reserved tasting, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, we do both. We're open to the public, but we also have our kind of single vineyard tasting that you can make an appointment to come and visit. We love to share. All those wines are coming right out of the barrel. So it's a fun tasting to taste different wines before they're finished.
That's because you guys are fun guys. That's why. And for our listeners, the website, how would they find you?
Yeah, alewinery.com. Call us. We have one thing we have at Alpha Omega that's kind of different. We have a full concierge staff that'll set up your appointment, set up transportation, restaurants, other tastings, lodging. So we have 4 full-time people on our concierge staff.
Yeah. Wow. That's the way to do it. Really great talking to you. Thanks very much. And I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, happy often. Oh, we're going to have fun.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm here with Lisa Warner and Lisa's husband, Brad Warner, who we met just the other day on the bus. And you're telling me you have a little label project.
Yeah, we do. It's Lido Cellars, and this is my first auction. So I was very excited. We started the brand in 2008, and this was only our second vintage of Cabernet. So we brought it, and I was relieved when we finally got 10 on the board yesterday. But it was great, and it was a super great day. The vintners had us for a luncheon on Wednesday with a lot of the recipients of all this fundraising. Very inspirational. So when you see vintners, you know, kind of wiping the tears out of their eyes, it was great. Specifically the Boys and Girls Club of Calistoga and American Canyon, and talked about how the donations really made a difference in the lives of their clients. And it was a great way to start off auction week, just going in knowing that it really makes a difference. So I'm glad to be a part of it. It's fancy on the outside, but heart and soul on the inside. So it's great to be a part of it.
How many cases are you making for your wine itself?
Well, we're up to a whopping 900 now. We started off with 200. We started out with Chardonnay, and we buy from a small family vineyard, the Verroses on Pratt Avenue in St. Helena, and they've been farming there for over 100 years. So it's great to be supporting local farmers as well.
Now, here's the tough question. Are you the winemaker, or is this guy the winemaker?
We share duties, but I'm very good at taking direction.
Very cool. So for our listeners, if they want to learn about your wine, do you have a website?
I do. It's LetoCellars.com, L-E-T-O. And we just did our spring releases and just launched an online store, so we're pretty excited about it.
So if somebody wanted to come visit here, will you do tastings at all?
By appointment, following the rules. So our telephone number is listed. It's 707-480-4814.
Actually, Lisa, this was a real pleasure meeting you.
You thank as you. Well. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I will. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Steve Sherwin of Sherwin Family Vineyards, who we've known for, oh, I don't know, 5,000 years or something like that. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm an old guy, but I'm still kicking.
You look really young, actually. I have to tell you that.
Well, that's good to hear after 63 big ones.
Of making wine? No, I'm just kidding.
Only 20 of those is making wine.
It just feels like 63.
Yeah, really. Well, one of our other big passions is boating. And this year's Napa Valley Wine Auction, we're auctioning off a brand new Cobalt 22-foot open bow ski boat.
Wow.
Yeah, and along with it comes a whole array of American flag bottles and our whole collection of patriotic goods.
Nice, you got a great lot going. And you had a barrel auction lot yesterday too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We were at the barrel auction, and they're just a ton of fun. It's just a wonderful event, the barrel auction.
Well, congratulations to you and to everybody who does this here. For our listeners who'd like to visit, I know you're by appointment only, but how would they learn about you online?
Hey, SherwinFamilyVineyards.com. See us on Spring Mountain Road.
Excellent. Yep. I hope they do.
Yeah.
All right,
have
Steve.
Have a great time.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Cool. I am here with Rick Jones of Jones Family Vineyards. It's been a couple of years since we've talked to you. How you been?
It has been. We've had a great time in the last couple of years, and we're having a great time today.
You guys just seem to outdo yourselves every year. This is the most impressive setup I've seen yet.
Well, it's a team effort. With 525 members of the Vintners, we all come together. This is our party. We give it as best we can. We got great friends. They all come and help us enjoy each other. And then we raise a lot of money for the community.
And you do an incredible amount of money. Yeah, could you name some of the groups that you guys are benefiting from this event?
The Up Valley Family Center, Clinic Olay, the two hospitals, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Napa, the Boys and Girls Clubs of St. Helena. We have 25 wonderful organizations who help provide a safety net for the entire Napa Valley. We are their core funder in most cases, and they do phenomenal work thanks to the generosity of everybody here. It's also a lot of fun.
Well, that's not a bad thing. For our listeners to learn about your wines, how would they do that online?
www.joneswine.com.
Excellent. I hope a lot of people come visit you. And again, cheers, break a leg, hope you do well.
Thanks for covering
this. Thank you. Nice seeing you again. Maybe I've said this to a few people today, that I'm with one of my, if not my favorite vintner in all of Napa Valley. We're here with Jean-Charles Boisset. John, how are you doing?
Fantastic, and you?
It's auction Napa Valley. It's a beautiful day. The weather's great. And you look marvelous.
Well, Ray, you're very kind. You know, it's always so much of a pleasure to see Jeanette and yourself. And you remember, we've had a lot of phenomenal discussion in the vineyards, and to see you here in Napa, supporting Napa Valley and the community and wanting to talk about it is a privilege. So thank you for being here.
Well, again, thank you for your support. If it weren't for that, we wouldn't be here. So thank you. And what you do for all these different groups in the community, it's phenomenal.
Well, wine is about the community. You know, wine is the elixir of God. I was given the mission to make great wines, but at the same time to take what the earth has the best to give. So we need to give back, and that's what wine is all about. It's community, it's education, it's arts, it's the flamboyance of what Napa Valley is all about, and really attempting to create the best lot and give back to our community that we love so much.
And that's what it is, loving this community because it's such a beautiful place. I have to say, it was fun seeing you back at Premier.
Yes.
Hanging around.
For sure.
Pouring some bubbly.
Oh, absolutely. And Ray, you and all your guests on your show, I welcome Janet anytime to visit us in all our wineries, whether it's Raymond, whether it's Buena Vista, whether it's Deloach. And, you know, you are a guest anytime. Our home, our cellars are yours. And as much wine as you want to enjoy, come and have it.
Thank you. Well, we will definitely take advantage of that. For our listeners who'd like to learn, and you have so many wineries, Raymond.
Raymond Vineyards.
The Buena Vista, which you've done winery. Such a wonderful renovation to.
Thank you. So, first California winery, 1857. We just opened a tool museum, which is very cool. We have Deloach Vineyards in the Russian River. Lockwood in Monterey, and obviously the JCB right here in Napa and Sonoma. And what is exciting, though, is the fact that we have wineries as well in France, so whoever wants to come and see us here with our passport concept is welcome to visit us there as well, which is predominantly Burgundy, where I was raised, Beaujolais, Rhone, and obviously the south of France and the French Riviera.
Well, we need to come and do a second interview. We had talked about that before, so we're going to try and make that for a trip later in the year if we can do that.
So, absolutely, and I'm going to give you a scoop today because we are, for the first time, releasing a very exciting joint venture. We typically don't do those, but we did one with an amazing artist. His name is John Legend. So when you look at our lot, Lot 31, it's a private time, 30 people only, with John Legend at our house in Wapo Hill. And obviously a phenomenal 7-course dinner with us and all our wines. So watch out soon. It's going to be called LVE Legend Vineyard Exclusive. And it's coming out in September.
Excellent. Well, our listeners will be hearing all about that. And for our listeners who want to learn more about you online, where would they go? There's so many.
Well, boissecollection.com. So boissecollection.com or jcbwines.com. And they can follow me on Facebook, Jean-Charles Boisset as well. So look forward to having many of your friends becoming our friends.
We will send them your way. We have a little bit of a group coming in, so
yeah.
I think we need to move on. But
I know
thank
this
you.
Is a pretty cool theme, isn't it?
Cheers, man. Thank you. Bob Levy, and Bob, your history in Napa Valley, I think, is just kind of stunning. How well known you are, what you've done, and the bottom line is you're making some of the most extraordinary wines here in the valley.
Well, that's kind of you to say. Thank you.
That's good. All right, thanks, man. No, but seriously, on top of that, you've been so involved with Napa Valley so many years with some astounding lots. Can we talk a little bit about the lot you're offering this year?
Yeah, we have a quite unique lot. You know, we've been making the Bond portfolio wines since 1999, and it's to try to express the character of different sites throughout the Napa Valley, each distinct one from another, the different geography, the different geology and exposure and whatnot. And we have now five wines under one roof that we're producing, all very different. And so what we thought we'd do is show a history of those wines going back to the very beginning. So the winning bidder gets one bottle, a tasting actually over 2 days to taste a complete retrospective body of work, as is what we call it. 62 wines over 2 days of tasting, every single wine from 1999 up until 2013.
That's pretty extraordinary. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, but what a great opportunity.
It's an incredible opportunity because you not only get to compare one site to the other, but you get to compare them across the vintages.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's all about, being able to compare them. And have you been involved with auctions since day one?
I have. No. In early days, 35 auctions. For many, many years, I volunteered. I was on the Champagne Pouring Committee. Those were fun days. And yeah, I've been to every single wine auction since 81.
That's astounding, man. And most importantly, how many people you've helped along the way. how much you've done for the Valley to promote it. It's really extraordinary.
Oh, the vintners are just, it's over the top what they've done to this Valley, and the healthcare and medical services and emergency services, everything across the board. It's amazing.
Kind of goes back to the old thing about farming and taking care of each other.
That's right.
I think it's extraordinary. Bob, for our listeners to learn about Bond Online.
Bondestates.com would get you there. Also through the Napa Valley Vintners, the Auction Napa Valley 2015.
Thanks for taking the time and seeing us again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Web design by Jenny Holland. Our intern is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2015.